There is a lot happening in the world of food, drink, and farming in Sonoma County, enough that it has become the focus of a new publication, Made Local Magazine. Publisher Terry Garrett, a leader of the Go Local Cooperative in Santa Rosa, explains that its purpose is to showcase the people who are implementing the county's forward-looking food action plan.
The magazine brings alive all the stories behind the Food Action Plan. And the Food Action Plan was the work of the Sonoma County Food System Alliance. And I represent Go Local on the Food System Alliance. So it's been our job to start implementing the multiple goals of the plan. And one of them was, how do we communicate to the 480,000 people who live here what is our food system?
Gretchen Giles, who edits and writes much of the glossy Every Other Month magazine, adds that she has been happily surprised as she plunged into this new endeavor.
The people and the stories behind this document are fascinating. It's been a real step back for me to realize I don't know anything about the young farmers, the technologists, the artists who are supporting them around our food space and what it takes to get a carrot from a field onto your plate and to do it within a very small geographical sphere.
And she's developed a quick appreciation for the people Made Local is covering.
It's very exciting how many young people are going into this hard, poorly paid job when nobody can afford to buy land here anymore. They're leasing it, they're renting it, they're borrowing it, doing anything they can to try to grow their own food and to get it to hungry people who need to eat nourishing, delicious, local food.
Yet Giles knows they are not the main audience for the new magazine. Local consumers are.
We're also really trying to educate already educated shoppers and home cooks, people who plan the foods for their family, about what it means to buy locally and the fiscal ribbon, you know, flows out from that, how well it supports other businesses, how much money it puts into our economy, and how healthy it is to do that.
Made Local's debut issue has a print run of 12,000 copies, which are being distributed free to customers at independent grocery stores like Oliver's, Pacific Market, Community Market, and numerous others. Advertisers, so far all of them Go Local members, are supporting the production and printing costs.
It is a collective effort from everybody to get this out, to help fund it, help us identify what the stories are that would be interesting to people, and to get it distributed both online and in print.
Now that Volume 1, Number 1 is out in circulation, Garrett says they will gather and absorb feedback from all those stakeholders while preparing for their second issue early in the new year. But in the bigger picture, long term, he's hoping that Made Local will help provide the answer to a key question.
What can Sonoma County be really good at? We're already really good at wine production. So this is a very natural extension for our food and other beverages. We can really be to the food system what the Silicon Valley is to high technology. This could be our very special role given the local and natural resources that we have.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.